Part 2. You will hear a woman speaking to a group of people who are interested in becoming volunteers for an organisation called ACE. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 15. Now listen carefully and answer questions 11 to 15.
Good evening, everyone. Let me start by welcoming you all to this talk and thanking you for taking the time to consider joining ACE Voluntary Organisation. ACE offers support to people and services in the local area, and we're now looking for more volunteers to help us do this. By the way, I hope you're all comfortable. We have brought in extra seats so that no one has to stand, but it does mean that the people at the back of the room may be a bit squashed. We'll only be here for about half an hour, so hopefully that's okay. One of the first questions we're often asked is how old you need to be to volunteer. Well, you can be as young as 16 or you can be 60 or over. It all depends on what type of voluntary work you want to do. Other considerations, such as reliability, are crucial in voluntary work, and age isn't related to these in our experience. Another question we get asked relates to training. Well, there's plenty of that, and it's all face-to-face. What's more, training doesn't end when you start working for us. It takes place before, during and after periods of work. Often it's run by other experienced volunteers, as managers tend to prefer to get on with other things. Now, I would ask you to consider a couple of important issues before you decide to apply for voluntary work. We don't worry about why you want to be a volunteer. People have many different reasons that range from getting work experience to just doing something they've always wanted to do. But it is critical that you have enough hours in the day for whatever role we agree is suitable for you. If being a volunteer becomes stressful, then it's best not to do it at all. You may think that your income is important, but we don't ask about that. It's up to you to decide if you can work without earning money. What we value is dedication. Some of our most loyal volunteers earn very little themselves, but still give their full energy to the work they do with us.
Before you hear the rest of the discussion, you have some time to look at questions 27 to 30. Now listen and answer questions 27 to 30.
I thought the speaker's account of her first job was fascinating.
Yeah. She admitted she was lucky to get work being a personal dresser for a musician. She didn't even apply for the job, and there she was getting paid to choose all his clothes.
It must have felt amazing. Though she said all she was looking for back then was experience, not financial reward.
And then he was so mean, telling her she was more interested in her own appearance than his.
But she did realise he was right about that, which really made me think. I'm always considering my own clothes, but now I can see you should be focusing on your client.
She obviously regretted losing the job.
Well, as she said, she should have hidden her negative feelings about him, but she didn't.
It was really brave the way she picked herself up and took that job in retail. Fancy working in a shop after that.
Yeah, well, she recommended we all do it at some point. I guess, as a designer, you'd get to find out some useful information, like how big or small the average shopper is.
I think that's an issue for manufacturers, not designers. However, it would be useful to know if there's a gap in the market, you know? An item that no one's stocking, but that consumers are looking for.
Yeah, people don't give up searching. They also take things back to the store if they aren't right.
Yeah. Imagine you worked in an expensive shop and you found out the garments sold there were being returned because they fell apart in the wash.
Yeah, it would be good to know that kind of thing.
Yeah.
That is the end of part three. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers to part three.